The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Mother of the first victim killed at Columbine High School, Beth Nimmo.
Compassion is the greatest form of love that humans have to offer. Test it out for yourself and see the difference that it can make in the lives around you. Tomorrow's not a promise, but it's a chance. You just might start a chain reaction.
From the pages of Rachel's journal to the fulfillment of her heart's desire, next on Life Today.
Thank you. It's such a joy to be with you and to also invite you to join us for Life Today. I thank you for doing that. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to really be able to go back and remember something that basically everyone will remember, where you were. It's kind of like 9/11. You just remember what you were doing. I walked into the family room. You said the plane has flown into one of the buildings in New York, the World Trade Center, and then we're sitting there and we see the second. And of course, we went through that. But I also remember 17 years ago, where we were exactly, we happened to be at kind of a retreat to pray. And there had been the Columbine shooting. And so many teenagers just shot by other teenagers. I mean, in Colorado. I mean, it tore at our hearts. These are our kids. And we actually made plans and went there and spent time with the families. It was as painful as anything I could ever remember. And there was a girl that somehow, right after the tragedy, she suddenly stood out as a Christian, a witness that would not be ashamed. And her name was Rachel Scott. Well, Rachel Scott wanted to go to the mission field that summer, which would be her 18th birthday. She wrote about it. She wrote a lot. Well, she didn't get to go, and yet she did. Because her parents went with us. And on her 18th birthday, we were there. We were actually standing where thousands of little children had been buried. And in that particular spot, we had stopped that death cycle, but we're standing there with Beth and Larry Nimmo, and they gave the minister a check for missions in Rachel's behalf. It was incredible. And then we actually saw God start a movement there that was indescribable. Well, the movement of God that came through the witness of Rachel has not stopped. There's about to be a movie by that title, I'm Not Ashamed, and her mom is here. Beth is here. Would you welcome Rachel Scott's mom, Beth Nimmo, to Life Today? Glad to see you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
While we were talking, they were showing us on the mission field, and I commented to the audience here, we weren't dressed quite like this, but we were right there. Did that trip mean a lot to you to be there, knowing that it was on her birthday, and you were here to feed hungry children, try to save their lives? Did that mean a lot to you?
It meant a tremendous amount of gratitude for me. For one thing, one of the things that impacted me the very most about being in Africa with you and the missions was Rachel got killed by a gun by two shooters who for 1 year plotted and connived and strategized and did everything they could to carry out this massacre at the school. And one of the things that touched my heart the most about being in Africa was I didn't have to watch Rachel get killed, but these mothers in Africa every day watch their babies die a slow death. And it tore me up. I can still see those little mounds, those little graves. I can still smell. It changed me. And I had such compassion for these mothers because they didn't love their babies any less than I loved Rachel. But they didn't have the basics of life, you know, and that's what took the life of their child, was just the simple basics of life.
Didn't make you feel also that you got to be a part of fulfilling her heart's desire, though, to go to
Rachel
be there?
Rachel would have thrived. She would have been so fulfilled.
Hard for her to come home, probably, because she would want to stay right there.
She loved people. Mm-hmm. And that story kept coming back again and again and again as she was a little missionary at Columbine High School. And she was ministering to kids.
And she would not deny Jesus even when she knew she might be about to lose her life. Her boldness was undeniable.
It was. On April the 20th of 1998, 1 year to the exact date of the shooting, Rachel wrote in her journals, "If I have to sacrifice everything for me to be with my best friend Jesus, then that's fine with me. I will take it." And 1 year to the day, she kept that vow as a gun was pointed to her forehead and she was mocked and challenged for her faith. And when asked if, do you believe in God? She said, "You know that I do." Her shooter said, "Well then, go be with him." Mm-hmm. And I believe there was an immediate action of the face of evil into the presence of the Lord. I believe it was just seamless. Mm-hmm. She got what she wanted. She got to be in the presence of the Lord. And
well, she also, in a way now, is getting what she wants in the sense that her witness was faithful. Even though she was a typical teenager, she struggled with the same challenges others do. And yet she battled on, and she wrote so many pieces in journal. She did something with a hand that has become quite profound. Mm-hmm. And her life, being not ashamed, has actually led to a movie which has just gone into the theaters and ultimately can be in everybody's home on DVD or in their churches with their church groups. I know you would love for Bible study groups to even show it at school because you want something to happen with the young people where they will not be ashamed of the gospel. They'll give their life, live their life, the way Rachel was trying to inspire. Are you excited about the movie and what it can do?
I am. One of Rachel's last writings in April of 99, about 2 weeks before she was killed, she wrote, "I'm dying in my own lake of despair. I'm choking, hands wrapped around my neck." She talks about dying, and then she goes on to say, "It isn't suicide. I consider it homicide. The world you have created has led to my death." Now, what gets me so moved about this is we have a culture now that's literally killing our children for very sad and stupid reasons. And I believe the Lord left this platform because while those boys spent all of that time preparing for what they wanted to do on April the 20th, Hitler's birthday, God was raising up a witness.
The movie is called I'm Not Ashamed. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And you want to inspire people to be, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believes it and receives it. And you want to see a movement. You don't believe we have to give up the future of our children, our future, our freedom's future, and just hand it over to the deceiver and the destroyer. I believe we can take back the land, so to speak. We can take back the lives of our kids away from the deception that prevails. I want to show our viewers and people here, I want to show them a clip. A trailer from the film, and you say Pure Flix, is that who's...
They're the distributors for this film, and they will be telling people where to go to see this.
All right, I want you to just, let's watch this trailer from them. I Am Not Ashamed. This is about Rachel Scott.
I've always been drawn to hands. I think it's because it's the way that we touch people. I have this theory that if one person can go out of their way to show compassion, it could start a chain reaction. Sometimes I don't understand why having a walk with God is so hard for me. Why do you hang around those guys? They're bullies. Is that what you want to be known for?
Later, lame-o.
I'm not like my friends.
Are you spiritual or something?
I just want to live my life for Jesus and care about people.
Can I help you?
No.
Come on, you must need something.
I can take care of myself.
I'm not so sure.
What's up, Four Eyes? Yes.
I thought it was gonna be different this year.
Is this some kind of prank?
I want to be a light, but it feels so dark.
Life's gonna be hard sometimes, but he's there.
As hard as that is to grasp, he's in control.
Never gonna change what's happening in there.
It's just the way the world is.
Well, I want to change the world. Compassion is the greatest form of love that humans have to offer.
Test it out for yourself and see the difference that it can make in the lives around you. Tomorrow's not a promise, but it's a chance. You just might start a chain reaction. Jesus gave his life for me, and I'll give my life to him.
Wow. Is some of the art her drawings?
All of the art is her drawings. And we used all of her writings for as much of the script as possible. Part of what I did was give what I wanted to be included, and they created a story around that, her writings and her artwork.
Well, you know, we have a daughter in heaven.
Yes.
And we just recently seen the wedding of her oldest son. She saw it too. And I know she was smiling because she saw them all wear purple in her honor. You know Rachel is looking here. Rachel saw us on the mission field. What do you think is going on in Rachel's heart when she sees the importance of the hand, being the hands of Jesus, being unashamed? What do you think is going on in your daughter's mind as she looks down at Mom and the couple that Mom went to the mission field with in that movie? What do you think happening in Rachel's heart?
Well, I believe Rachel's life was short, but God created it in such a way and set it up such a way that had purpose and destiny. And it wasn't just to die. It was a seed going in the ground that much fruit would come forth. And as a mother, I would have asked the Lord, please pick somebody else, not my children. But God kept what was going on between him and her very pure and very untainted. I would have interrupted what God was doing in her heart had I seen all of these writings. I would have intervened. I would have said, Rachel, what's wrong? Because she did write about a short life. On May the 2nd, after she wrote the April 20th writing, she writes, this will be my last year, Lord. I've gotten what I can. Well, wow. Can you imagine what a mother would do if you saw that in one of your children's writings?
You'd be concerned.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. I would have been all over that. And so God kept everything very, very private because he was creating purpose. And he was one of the things we want to accomplish through this movie isn't just the movie of itself, although we pray it will actually ignite people and renew passion for their love for the Lord. But one of the long-term goals of this movie is a movement called I Am Hope, which is, we've got curriculum for that, and it's to give tools to the hands of students in their schools to where they can continue the message of the movie, which is I'm not ashamed. And they're not, and they find a nucleus of people. One of the biggest obstacles or tools the enemy uses is isolation. Mm-hmm. He wants you to think you're the only one that struggles with smoking. You're the only one that has thoughts about a boy or a girl. You're the only one that sneaks off and drinks. You're the only one that does this or does that. And Rachel writes about all that. I mean, none of those things were not important to her. She talks about, God, help me not to drink. Help me not to smoke. You know, I mean, she's talking about in real life.
She's sharing her battle, her struggle.
She is. Mm-hmm. And it was very important for me not to sanitize what our kids go through, even as a Christian, trying to live out their faith. The temptations are there. One of the things I say is Rachel probably failed over and over again, but she got more right than she got wrong. Because at the end, her commitment was steadfast. One of her writings, James 2, she says, I'm not a beer chugging, pot tripping, drug dealing Christian. I'm a God loving, Satan slamming, Jesus freaking Christian. I'm a warrior for Christ. So what we're trying to do is raise warriors. Yeah. This whole movement is for warriors.
No question.
So through the movie and through the curriculum, you're offering tools to young people.
Absolutely.
With the challenges they face, even with bullying and all kinds of things that they run against, and mocking and different things.
The the pressures now are so different. They swim in a whole different ocean than what we swam in, and they are literally being devoured. And without the presence of parents, grandparents, and church, our kids are getting enveloped by the culture. And my challenge is not just for kids, although I say
it's
all the
huge.
Time,
mm-hmm.
The enemy messed with the wrong mama, James.
No. Yeah.
I'm going to fight back.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
You know, every day my kids went to school after we had family prayer in the mornings. I pled the blood of Jesus over my children. So he really trespassed in my home, and that made me pretty mad.
Yeah, and you're hitting him back. If people want to know about the material that's available and so mm-hmm. forth, website.
You can find it through the I'm Not Ashamed website. The movement is called I Am Hope. The curriculum is all that. And First Priority, which is an organization founded by my partner in this movie, Benny Prophet, he's orchestrating that whole movement because First Priority is a school club where Christians mm-hmm. are, you know, come together on their campuses.
Yeah, in a day when the whole nation's representatives seem, and even our highest court might be saying, you can't even be a witness in the public square. Yeah. If we don't stand up yeah. and take a stand, it's going to get to where it's almost illegal to talk about God in public. You know, hide it, hide yeah. the light. In other words, Jesus said, don't hide it, and we're being commanded to hide it, mm-hmm. which means we're being commanded to disobey God.
Right.
And you're trying to say to young people, we don't have to go there. I can tell you, this kid would not have gone there as a mm-hmm. teenager. And I'm not going there as an old great-grandfather either. Do you understand mm-hmm. that? I'm not going to allow someone to tell me I cannot proclaim mm-hmm. the transforming truth of God's love to a world in darkness mm-hmm. that's deceived. Do y'all agree it's time for Christians to stand up and stand together and not be ashamed? Well, I'm telling you, all of our viewers, everybody in this studio, we're going to be praying for you. We're going to be praying that God uses the movie. I'm Not Ashamed. It may take a group to see it, and pray God will use it to really sow seeds that bring forth a harvest that cannot be in any way diminished by any efforts of the pestilence and the beasts of the field. Just pray that. And Beth, we really do love you, and we love the precious memory of Rachel, just like we love the precious memory of our own daughter. Rachel sowed good seeds. Now you're seeing that multiplied. She's cheering with angelic hosts right now mm-hmm. for everyone that will repent and come to the Lord, for everyone that will be motivated to become a shining light for the yes. glory of God. So we just want to thank you. Let me just say thanks to you and Larry for going with us to the mission field.
Thanks
for helping us feed those children. You know what we're doing right now? Do you remember that most of the kids didn't have shoes?
I do remember.
And you know that they were being hurt, and, mm-hmm. and we found out, this is something we didn't know, that you get terrible diseases when you have little cuts and bacteria gets in those sores and those open wounds. And here's the thing, if it becomes hookworms, it can actually destroy that child's life. So Beth, I think you're going to enjoy, you're going to kind of go to the mission field for a moment and see what we're doing, because we've never stopped feeding hundreds of thousands of children a week. And you saw what love did.
I did.
Changed everything. Well, we also we call it shoes and smiles for Christmas. We're doing cleft palate surgeries too.
Awesome.
I want you to look and just watch right now.
Okay.
And you just see if you as a viewer don't want to go with us and reach out and touch someone in love. And by the way, you can give them a smile, and boy, what a miracle that is. Or you can just give them some little shoes. Watch closely. You know, Betty, all these people have wondered why we're here. How are you? And we have told them through translators that we're here because we love them and because we want to give them a better life. We came in the name of the Lord Jesus, but we didn't just come to talk about God's love. We came to share it and demonstrate it. Kneeling here in Central America by a contaminated water source, and we love to give water wells. But we found out something else. Because of contaminated water, and even contaminations and problems in the soil, children get little cuts in their feet, and they pick up hookworms. And as I understand it, that ultimately gets into their intestines, and is a horrible sickness. But it's a disease that not only brings incredible pain and discomfort, but in so many instances, death.
I'm sitting here with Berta and her 8 children that she loves very, very much, and she would do anything to take care of them health-wise. And she's just one example of one family that needs our help, and we want to be able to put some shoes on the feet of these children, precious feet. Jesus loves these children all over the world. And so as this example, as she sits here with her children, just visualize, just picture families, children all over the world that need to have shoes on their little feet. So I hope you will join with us. This is a great opportunity to bless these families that just barely get by from day to day. Please join with us.
I tell you what, if that doesn't make you smile, you got a problem. You sitting there with those kids and then seeing them with the shoes and all of them happy. Betty, I love watching you with a family like that and just loving people. You know, love never fails. And when you just go and share it, and by the way, it isn't like James and Betty, we just have so much love, we just do so much. Well, we do have the love of God in us. I mean, His love is here. It's been shed abroad in our heart. And it constrains us, compels us, it carries us, and it moves us with compassion. But you got to understand it. We can see needs everywhere. And what do you think we are, some just great river of resources? No, all we do is share opportunity for love to work, have its transforming effect. And that's what we do. But here's the deal. It we go nowhere unless it's received. And so, Betty, all the people watching, they're the ones that see the need and meet it with the love that's in their heart.
They are. We couldn't do half anything of what we do through this ministry without your support and without your help. And, you know, as I was watching that piece, and I remembered being over there with these precious children, and I noticed what we were walking through, and we had shoes on our feet. Do you know, I'm pretty sure I remember after we left that place, I had to throw my shoes away. There was so much bad stuff on where we'd walk around. And I thought, those children don't have anything to protect their feet. They're walking around in that muck and in all that stuff that cuts their feet and then gives them disease in their little bodies. They didn't ask for that. They need our help. So let's please put some shoes on those precious feet of those little children that God loves so very, very much.
You know, I'm thinking about you. She did throw the shoes away because they were contaminated. I mean, they were just covered with filth. And that's what the kids live in. And if there are cuts there, then that filth, that bacteria, that disease gets into their little systems, into their bloodstream. You said something, we couldn't even do half. And I'm sitting here thinking, half? 150,000 pairs of shoes. $3.60 for 60 cents a piece. Cut that in half, sweetheart. How about several lifetimes?
That's right.
We're going to get around to doing it. Hey, we can't touch it. All we do is show you a need that we're compelled in our heart to do our part in. And you know, one of the greatest gifts that we make is our time and our travel and literally being there in the midst of that suffering. I mean, when you literally march into the very pits of hell, you go where angels fear to tread because you're sent by angelic hosts overseeing us. The Spirit of God fills us with love. But if we're going to meet the need, that's where you come in. This is the last week that you're going to have an opportunity to help us this year. Would you give several children shoes? $36 will give 10 children a pair of shoes. Now, I want to challenge you to do something. $180 will give 50 children a pair of shoes. And then would you do something else? Now, I know that's big, but would you consider a smile for Christmas for a little child with a cleft palate or some kind of deformity that a simple surgery can literally correct? They're $500 because medical doctors give their time, and that's the cost for them to go and do this. $1,000, you got 2 smiles. There's a way that you can help us. We want to give these shoes for Christmas, want to give the smiles. Father, I pray everyone watching right now will be moved by your Spirit to go online or go to the phone and make the gift you put on their heart in Jesus' name. You will be expressing the love of God in a very tangible, visible, effective way. Would you do it? Lifetoday.org. Use your bank card like it's a check, or you can dial the number and call. It's always there if you need prayer, but call today to be an answer to prayer, would you? If you can give those smiles, do it. We have some gifts to send you that you're going to love to say thanks for what you've done because you've been a miracle in someone's life. Thank you so much for doing it. Thank you for the gift.
Poverty is a killer. And because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we take for granted, such as a healthy smile or a simple pair of shoes. For most of these children, they've never owned a new pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor in the light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections that could lead to crippling consequences, disease, and even death. By responding today, you can help Life immediately secure and begin shipping Christmas shoes to 150,000 children around the world, just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will help provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will help provide 20 pair. And a gift of $180 will help provide 50 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. With your gift of any amount, be sure to request this beautifully crafted blue metal shoe ornament, a treasure to place on your tree each holiday season. With your gift of $180 or more, you may also request this keepsake boxed set of Life's Christmas shoe ornaments. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide over 275 pairs of shoes or two children with corrective cleft palate surgeries, and you may request our Majesty bronze sculpture. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, I am praying that if you can give those smiles, you'll make that $1,000 gift. We want to send you the beautiful bronze. This is the last week that you're going to have an opportunity to help us this year with the Christmas smiles and Christmas shoes. Here are all six that we have made over the last years. And we're sending one for any gift, but if you'll give 50 children a pair of shoes, you'll get all six of the decorative shoes for your Christmas tree. And I promise you, people will be talking about the love that not only Jesus shared in that great gift that God made, but also the gift of love that you've passed on to someone else that may feel overlooked. I want to remind you about I'm Not Ashamed. It is a movie. You can also get it in DVD because it's already in the theaters, but check it out. You can go to I Am Not Ashamed website and get information. Would you join Betty and me in saying thanks to Mom of Rachel Scott? To Beth Nemo, thank you so much, Beth. It's great to see you here. You're looking beautiful, and that smile is radiant.
Thank you.
Thank all of you for watching. Thank you so much for your prayers and for your help.
A lot of time in suffering, we don't want an explanation from God as much as we want an experience with God.
Anne Voskamp, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.